03.
Hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Said 8-year-old a Kitwe woman nursing injuries after being attacked by a dog. Mukushi Town Council commences a rehabilitation of a township roads. And in African news, Kenyan minister back a police over protests which he calls a coup attempt. Good afternoon. It is a Friday, the 27th of June, 2025. And to present the news in detail, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. A 38-year-old woman of Akitwe Zakwacha Township is nursing injuries after being attacked by a vicious dog belonging to the owner, only identified as Mr. Matanga. The victim, identified as Marianne Mumba, disclosed that the attack occurred 2 weeks ago at around 07 hours while she and her child were on their way to work carrying goods worth 900 kwacha. Miss Mumba stated that she was mauled by the dog and both her and the child suffered serious injuries. She added that Mr. Matanga has not done enough to facilitate her treatment despite her family's distress and failed to produce papers to show that his Boa Bulldog was vaccinated.
Ingana bomba corona mkustandila na shitako ni nani namo sela ama bandage ama nani kani awa ute ongi mshoto wa lesa po mshoto ni mwana mwishia mwana kia vene wajina chibua buka gezi kira asina wachukumye chukuro kwa ishi tapo kwenda kwenye awrimini ingara chitako mtuwa vene mwoto wa isa mwana kia chimuchi leko sepano na mwana kusha ishi mwana kia chanja so mwana na chita ankia. Na mimi ya chao wa hivyo wala chita kontro. Tuende kupano noko chaishe mzi chita cha mumba nini. Kwa chance mawile vene no chita kontro. Tuyo mundu ni starerete la mapepa zina tumwebo kuleta. Ni starerete la. Kazibare vepa kunuwa tinabarita. Tawale tamuwa mapepa zina kuli.
And an eyewitness at Davis Tshimba, who rescued the victims, said that the dog owner did not intervene while his dog attacked the victim and left her bleeding.
I'm all by the start that the Alukuma 06 is quite 40, 07 is a good idea. So, the dog is a good person. I was first in Yakoko when I saw him, but I think I know since I was still a book. Nearby in Derepo, Yaripsana. So, in a way, in Derepo, I could have been aware of a similar population. All of us, Dogs Kirepu, after Fuja, Safu Matasa was under Safu, Chino, and now I threw power and move, I threw power and motor, Sumina, a conqueror and Nasawasu. Safa Ponya finds them for those are now a
Mukushi Town Council has commenced the rehabilitation of our township roads using support from the Road Transport and Safety Agency, RTSA, at a total cost of 3.2 million kwacha. Council Chairperson Nelson Chilemu confirmed that the council has so far received 1 million kwacha to initiate the project. Mr. Chilemu explained that out of the allocated amount, 1.2 million kwacha will go towards the installation of a street lights within Mukushi Town, while the remaining funds will be used for road maintenance to improve local infrastructure.
Where 1,200,000 we use it for street lighting. The remaining 2 million is what we are going to use to grade all township roads. So we'll start with a minimum of 40 kilometers of township roads. The scope of work includes the graveling, also the drainage, and also putting culverts where water is stagnant, does not pass. So we'd like to inform our people in Mukushi that the long-awaited grading of the road is now gone because we flagged off yesterday. And so we are telling our people that we've started, as you can see the machine here.
And some residents, including Beauty Chomba and Cecilia Mainza, have welcomed the development, noting that the roads have been in a poor state for a longer period of time. Another resident, Davis Kanyanta, applauded the initiative, saying the move will ease the movement of people and reduce the high transport fares that result from bad road conditions.
That is great. Yes, what to tell us, Sana?
The Kawambwa Town Council has handed over 5 million kwacha to 371 beneficiaries of the 2025 Constituency Development Fund CDF in Kawambwa Central and Pambashe constituencies. The grants are aimed at supporting youth and women empowerment projects, small-scale entrepreneurship, and agricultural enhancement activities. Luapula Province Minister Nelson Musonda has emphasized the government's commitment to decentralization and local economic transformation. He has urged beneficiaries to utilize the grants effectively and accountably for the betterment of their communities. The minister highlights that the CDF initiative is designed to empower citizens, reduce poverty, and enhance food security and economic resilience. He has commended the President Hakainde Hichilema for his leadership in adopting the policy of leaving no one behind. A total of 177 groups are from Kawambwa Central Constituency and 194 groups are from Pambashe constituencies have received 2.5 million kwacha each. And a beneficiary, Bridget Wadia, of the Mukalanga Women Group, has expressed a gratitude and commitment to using the funds to become economically independent and improve their livelihoods. Now, the Civil Society for Poverty Reduction, CSPR, has marked its 25th anniversary.